to the Dance School Startup Mini Podcast, bringing you bite-sized advice each week to help you at the start of your dance school's journey. My name's Laura Gillam, and I've been a dance teacher for over 20 years and a school owner for over 14 years. I'm so excited to support you on your journey, and I look forward to getting to know you more in the Dance School Startup Facebook group. Hello everybody, happy Friday. It's Laura here over at Dance School Startup. I hope you've all had a wonderful week. Welcome back to the podcast, old listeners, and a big warm welcome to anyone who is new today. I hope you enjoyed episode one last week of season two. I've heard from quite a few of you that you enjoyed that, so fantastic. I'm really, really pleased that it's been getting plenty of listens. And this week we are back with episode two, talking about communication. Now, it is a well-known fact within the dance teacher community that parents are not the best when it comes to reading their emails. I think if anyone belongs to one other dance teacher group on Facebook, you will see hundreds, if not thousands, of posts about parents who have not read their emails, had not read their information, are basically asking the same questions day in, day out, and it drives everybody mad. And I think it's fair to say that I was one of those people too until I had children. When I had my child, I suddenly realised why. Because everyone is really, really busy. Everyone has crazy lives, especially at the moment. And with your children, if they've got other activities plus everything that's going on at school, they have so much communication day in, day out that it can be hard to just cipher through it all and work out what they need to do and what day. And if they haven't got the best management skills when it comes to time, then yes, 9 times out of 10, you are going to get forgotten about. And all of that lovely information that you've sat for hours and collated is just going to go to waste. So, of course, your question now is, okay, well, what is the answer? And communication is so important. It keeps everybody happy. It keeps everybody on the ball. Everyone knows where they stand, and it stops and eliminates any worry or anxieties that parents have about getting things wrong. Because that's another thing that you may have noticed. Parents are so desperate to get it right for their children. They don't want to be the one that's forgotten something. They don't want to be the one whose child misses out, you know. And of course, that's completely natural. And it's our job to make sure that we make it as easy and as simple as possible for them to get the absolute best out of their time with you. So today I thought I would share with you my three top tips when it comes to communication. And tip number one is about being clear. It's so important when you're communicating that you cut out the waffle. You just want to get to the nitty-gritty, the really important parts. And I know that some of you out there are serial wafflers who are listening to this. And I know that you know that it's important to go back over your emails and make sure that you cut out any information that just doesn't make sense or is just overly worded. What you really want to do is make things as concise as possible, because parents are much more likely to read it. If you open an email and it's really, really long, then the first thing you're going to do is say, oh, I haven't got time for this right now. I'll read this later. But 9 times out of 10, that's then going to get left until it's too late. What you want to do is have them open the email and think, oh, that looks obvious and concise and clear. I'll read that now because it looks quick and it looks efficient. And that's what you want to achieve with every single piece of communication. Clearly head at the top what the email is about, bullet point the most important parts, bold and highlight any dates or times that they need to know, and just make everything as obvious as you can. Spell it out to them bit by bit. Don't be afraid to break down communication into 2 or 3 separate emails. So for example, if I'm putting on a show, an exam session, or a watching week, something like that, then I will often break it down into 2 or 3 smaller emails that releases the information in bite-sized chunks. It's being released within plenty of time, but it just stops the parent becoming overwhelmed, and it's much easier for them to read it and understand it and digest it. Another thing that I've started doing, and this is just post-pandemic, is videoing any information that I want to share, especially if it's a big event, for 2 reasons. Number one, I find that a video is much more personal and you can really get across your enthusiasm for what it is that you're trying to explain. And secondly, some people just prefer that and it will go in a lot easier. So if you've got a video that explains everything in detail with your enthusiasm and excitement for what it is that you are detailing, then on top of that, you've got a matching email that just bullet points the important parts, then that's actually going to be such a really great way of communicating everything that you want to say, and it's much more likely to go in because they've watched a video about it. If you keep the video short but sweet, they're much more likely to watch that than they are to read a long-winded letter. Tip number two is make sure that you give plenty of notice. And this is where planning your year in advance really comes into play. If you know what activities or what events you're going to be holding throughout the year, then you can really give people plenty of notice so that they can put it in their calendars. Number one, they don't miss out. And number two, you don't miss out on having those students there. The more notice that you can offer, the better. And it won't clash with people's holidays, and people can work their own personal diary around your events. You'll get a much better uptake, and also everybody will just be much calmer about the whole situation if they know plenty of time in advance. If it comes to a big event like exams and shows, my parents know that they are at the same time every single year. I don't change them. And if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts from episodes in season one, you will know that I'm a big fan of keeping things the same every single year, year in, year out. And I only change things if it's really going to either improve the business or it's absolutely impossible not to change it. So for example, with our annual summer show, they know that it's always going to be the last week in July when we break up from school. And actually, every single year, we have parents a year in advance just double checking in the dates so that they can book their holidays around it. So if you start that now, parents will understand the structure of your business and how it works, and they'll start working around it to make sure that they don't miss out. But they can't do that unless you give them plenty of notice. So make sure you do that every single time. And if something comes up that you can't give notice for, then make sure you're using all of your communication channels to ensure everybody gets the information. If you are putting your communication on Facebook, Instagram, on your website, any Facebook groups that you might have, or any other notice boards, along with emails and everything else, and you've covered all bases, then you are much more likely to get a good result. Don't just rely on one source of communication. It will never, ever work. And finally, tip number three is have a place where you keep all of these documents that parents can easily access at any time. Now, there are several ways that you can do this. You could either have a page on your website which is password protected. The parents are then given that password and they can log in at any time from either their phones or their PCs, and they can access all of the letters, all of the documents that you need them to be able to access at any time. This just gives them an opportunity to go to one place and not have to filter through hundreds of other emails and letters that they've received, not just from you, but from all of the other activities or businesses that they work with. Another option would be to organise either a Dropbox or a Google Drive folder that everybody in your school can access. Again, you can easily pop all of your information in there. What I would also recommend is in the title of the document, you put in brackets the date that you emailed this information to your clients. That's kind of a bit of a way of reminding them that this has actually already been sent out and that they should have received this in their inboxes, and that this is just a space that they can come back and revisit it if they need to and they can't find it. So there you go, they're my top tips for keeping communication clear and calm with your clients. It is the best way to keep everybody happy and make sure that everyone has the best time and the best experience while they're at your school. Be clear, give notice, be enthusiastic, and make sure that there are plenty of ways for them to access the information. And don't forget, once you've done this information, keep all of these templates, because next year you can change the dates and start again. Have a wonderful week, guys, and I'll see you in the group. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast. I hope you found that useful and took away some valuable information. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you could like and subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes, perhaps even leave me a little review or share it with someone else who you think it may benefit. If you're just starting out or in the first 2 years of your dance school business, follow the link in the show notes to join us at the Facebook group.